Beloved, at this time I cannot be vulnerable enough to share my name, but I hope one day I can reach that point. In this space, I would like to accomplish sitting in uncomfortable conversations with myself and hopefully others. What am I comfortable with sharing right now? Well, I was 7 years old when a male family member put his fingers inside my vagina. I'm starting off with something I have carried with me for so long. I have shared this with very few humans. Intuition is something we have access to, but sometimes we are unable to use. My father, he raised me to never sit in a man's lap. That day, when I was 7, despite my gut screaming, "Do not sit on this man's lap," I still did as I was told. Let me paint the setting for you. We were in a public setting at a Chinese food restaurant. There were family members around, and there was not enough chairs for everyone in the group to sit. So I was told by a grown-up to sit on a male family member's lap. I said I did not want to, because something inside me was screaming, "Don't do this." But the grown-up insisted I sit where I was told. I want you to keep in mind, I do not blame that grown-up who told me to sit down on this man's lap, because that person did not know what the man was going to do. Obviously, they didn't know that he would reach under my dress and underwear and violate me at that time. My intuition did not scream for him to stop or for anyone to help me. I'm not sure why. Mind you, I am sharing this because I am now in a spot where I have healed from this, because for many years I did not call this man by his title. I just simply could not believe a family member would do something like that and did not deserve a title in my life. Now my journey is to see if my brain has locked away other incidents, because as of now, this is the only one I can recall. The saddest thing is, as time kept passing and I kept growing, I found out this has happened to other family members and friends. More than one hand can count. Now, keep in mind, being vulnerable is challenging and scary due to the fact that anyone receiving the information can either make you feel safe or attempt to shame you. We live in a world where we must pretend to be happy at all times, because if you show an ounce of other emotions, those get rejected immediately. People feel very uncomfortable around other emotions that are not happiness. I would like to share that my mother made me feel so safe, because I told her about the incident right away, and she kept that man away from me. Today, I would like to give her all the flowers, because she helped me become the powerful, strong, vulnerable woman I am today. My innocence was taken that day, and a sexual being had awakened. I started experimenting with my body, but was scared of others' touch. Thankfully, my intuition kept me away from sex at a young age, and I was curious, but not enough to try. My mother had the birds and the bees talk with me when I became a teenager. We talked about protection, and we had a close relationship, so when I started dating, she knew, because I was not afraid of informing her. If you are a parent, please stop pretending like your kids will never grow up. Stop pretending like they will never be interested in sex. Stop pretending like our own body is not designed to want to reproduce. Please, I beg you, inform your children when they become the age that you desire to speak on this matter. I beg you to inform them about safe sex and consent. Please, please, please educate them about the correct anatomy names. Stop calling their private parts their cookie or nanny, because those words can quickly make anyone think we are not speaking about genitals. Educate on how statistics show how is usually someone we trust or know that will sexually assault you. I am sorry to the human beings that live with a predator and the parent who blames you and say you provoked the situation. Let me tell you right now, it was not the clothes you were wearing or the way you were eating or anything that you did. No one wishes to be sexually assaulted. No one wishes to be violated. No one wishes to be touched without consent. I hope this space can bring us together to help heal those unspoken wounds. I also would like to tell you that not everything needs to be shared. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your gut. If your gut is telling you not to share this experience with your best friend or a family member, do not share. Your intuition is telling you not to share for a reason. Perhaps you are not ready to share that moment with anyone yet. Only time will tell. And I know it sounds cliche, but it is true. Time literally tells us when we're ready. Let's reconnect with our intuition, which we are all born with. Let's learn how to love ourselves if we are not modeled at home growing up what love looked like or should be. Let's learn about boundaries and how to reinforce them. Let's unlearn those thoughts that lie to us and say we are trash and we should not hold space on earth. Let's hold hands and walk this scary path and hope to find the light at the end of the tunnel. Let's look at ourselves in the mirror and say, even on our very hardest days, we are still full of good things. If you are someone who knows you cannot carry your emotions alone, please, you do not have to. If you don't have anyone who's close to you or anyone you feel safe sharing this information with, you might consider trying therapy for 90 days if it is accessible to you. If it is not, then you can say that perhaps you might try it for 90 days. And if it's not your thing, you can say you gave it a good old college try. And let me find another outlet. I hope one day we live in a world where therapy is free for all. Let's find out what our outlets are and how they benefit me personally. Just because journaling suits me and lowers my anxiety does not mean that it'll do the same for you. I am thankful to have the tools I have today that help me cope. Having a strong support system also helps me go the distance. Shout out to the people in my star, not my circle. The reason why I say my star is because I have few quality people around me and I keep everyone else at a distance because their energy just simply doesn't match mine. Please, let's learn what peace is, how to maintain peace, and what attracts peace within us. Hopefully, someone out there can gain something from what I just shared, and I want you to know that you're not alone. Let's all be respectful of one another, and if you don't have anything nice to say, please don't share anything in the comments. Keep it to yourself. I hope everyone has the day that they deserve. And until next time, your girl will be anonymous. I hope that you take care of yourself. And that if no one has told you that they love you, I would like to say I love you. And I'm so, so proud of you. Look at you thriving.